Good morning, McFarland. My name is Wendy Neal, and I am the Senior Associate Pastor here, and I am so happy to proclaim with you today that this is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. For those who are on site, please let us know that you are here by filling out the registration pads that the ushers are passing out. For those who are worshiping online, if you will click on the virtual worship button and let us know that you're here, that would be wonderful. If this happens to be your first time worshiping with us today, there is a card for those of you who are here in front of you that says Connect at the top. If you will fill that out and then take it after worship through the double doors, we have a gift bag that we would like to give you as our way of saying thank you for being here. If this is your first time joining online, just let us know that you're here and we will get a gift bag to you as well. Pastor Rockford is preaching in our modern service today, and so we give thanks for those who are worshiping in our modern service. And I don't know about you, but it was really nice to drive up to the church today and to see all of those pumpkins. The pumpkins are here, and they're going to be for sale throughout this month or as long as they last. All of the proceeds from that go to support our music ministries, and it will be open today after worship, so we hope that you will get your pumpkins. If you are interested in helping work the patch, then you can email Amy Bowden or anyone in our music ministries, and they will help you sign up for that. During this month of October, we have some special mission opportunities that will be available locally. You can go online and find out all of those opportunities, find ways for you and for your family and for your small group or your friends to serve together. Here at McFarland, we are all in our promise to serve, and so there is something for everyone, and so go online and check that out. We have a wonderful worship service today. Today is World Communion Sunday, and we celebrate Holy Communion with our brothers and our sisters around the world. We are reminded that no matter where we are from or what language we speak, we are all part of the one body of Christ. And so for those who are joining us online, if you want to get your bread and your juice ready, you can do that at this time. J.R. Mayanga is our pastoral ministry intern. He is going to be bringing God's word to us today, and we are happy to be worshiping together with our mission partners in Tanzania, our missionaries, Reverend Umba Kalangwa and Ngoi Kalangwa. They are joining us on this World Communion Sunday, and so to them we say, Mambo. And so we're going to continue worshiping today. I invite you to stand to open your small hymnals, The Faith We Sing, to number 2126 as we sing together, All Who Hunger.
Thank you.
invite you to join me in the Litany for World Communion Sunday that is in your bulletin. Today we are invited to a joyful feast hosted by Jesus Christ.
Ju려지친 우리들이 애타게 생명의 떡을 찾습니다.
Who are hungry will find the bread of life here. Todos los que tengan sed encontrarán aquí una fuente de gracia. All who are thirsty will find a fountain of grace here.
Tous ceux qui sont perdus trouveront la refuge ici.
All who are lost will find safety here.
Todos los que están sozinhos encontrarán un amigo aquí.
All who are lonely will find a friend here.
Wote walioumizwa watapata uponyaji hapa.
All who are broken will find healing here. All who have been wandering will find a home here. For this is a heavenly banquet, and you are welcome here. Let us worship God. You may be seated. Oh, everyone who just sang, I want to say thank you so much for sharing God's love by singing in worship today. We are so glad to have you here. And we are going to join in prayer together now. Let us pray. Oh God of all nations, we give you thanks that we are all made in your image with such rich diversity. And God, on this day, we are united by your Spirit with the faithful all around the world. And as we break bread together, we remember that we are still one body in you, even though we have different languages and cultures and traditions, different ways of worshiping and praying and praising. And so together, God, we drink the cup of hope, of new life, knowing that your will is for your people to be one body. God, we know that we are one body, but we are not the same. And it's through the gift of diversity that we are able to be your beautiful body in Christ. And so we thank you and praise you for making us all who we are individually and collectively. We each celebrate our own ancestry, our own culture, our own ethnicity. And yet we pray that we would work and live and love together as your Son has taught us. And we pray all of this in the name of our one Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand and join us in singing hymn 618. Let us break bread together, 618. Understandable bias, but I thought that was the best children's choir ever, right? You know, one of the really neat things is Laurel Kate's been singing Jesus Loves Me around the house for the last several weeks, and one of the things I was thinking about is she's learning a biblical truth every Wednesday. Deep into her soul, deep into her heart, she is knowing that Jesus loves her, something that she will take with her the rest of her life. And when you give of your offering, as we enter into this time of offering, you are helping us raise the next generation, the generation that one day is going to sit in the very seat that you're in. This church will be healthy because of what we do for children today. So thank you. On behalf of a dad, thank you for your giving. You may be seated.
Let them be peace.
Seated. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Hear now these words. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it, and a man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was very rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short, on stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anybody of anything, I will pay them back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I believe y'all can sing Swahili better than you think. So will you please join me while I'm singing?
Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Wewe Mungu wetu. God like you. Alpha and Omega. You are the Lord. Baba tuasema asante. 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 Wewe Mungu wetu. Thank you.
Lord, we say
thank you.
Lord, we say
thank you. You are the Lord of Lords.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's so wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. Since last time, Pastor Rockford asked me to check my email. I've been checking my email every day so that I didn't want to miss the opportunity to come and preach. Last time I was working on my schedule with Pastor Wendy for my supervised ministry, and we're kind of seeing when was going to be the best time for me to preach. And then she was so quick to give me this spot to come and preach today. So I'm so thankful to the leadership of the church and everyone who has been supporting me throughout my ministry. May God bless you. When I was still in Africa in 2018, when McFarland Mission Team came to Tanzania, I remember having a conversation with Dr. Bill Bloom. And he told me, "When you come to the U.S., I'll take you to watch football game and basketball games." So I had a lot of expectations, and I was so excited because I did not know how it feels, the atmosphere in the stadium. So when I came, indeed, it took me to watch football game. I was so excited, and it was mind-blowing, and I had experienced so many things that I never seen in my whole life. I was so happy. In Africa, when you go to watch maybe soccer, especially in my country, they have a lot of expectations. So people believe that their team is going to win no matter what. But when they lose, you will hear people starting saying, "We know where you live." So this saying, it can be scary. And someone might just show up to a player's home and destroy their things. Why? Because this is how high their strong expectations is. This morning, I want to share with you a word on the theme, Holy Expectations. And today is World Communion Sunday. We are all expecting to have communion.
The truth is, much of how we experience worship is based on how we expect. The story of Zacchaeus found in Luke chapter 19 is a very familiar story. We don't know much about Zacchaeus, but Luke tells us that he was the chief tax collector in Jericho. And Jericho was a very wealthy and important town. It stood in the Jordan Valley and integrated both the approach to Jerusalem and the crossing of the river, which gave access to the land of the east of Jordan. The dominant thought pattern in the story of Zacchaeus is seeing salvation. The scripture says that Zacchaeus was like a foreman or an overseer of a group of tax collectors in Jericho. Jericho is the city that had essential customs stations for the major trade between Judea and the land of the Jordan. With this city being a hub city with so many travelers and business people going through in it every day, Zacchaeus would have had the opportunity to grow very rich. The chief tax collectors got a percentage of all the taxes coming in into their area. Zacchaeus was the most likely man to be saved that day. In this time and among his people, he was considered as a traitor to his people and as a sinner before God. Not only did he have the reputation of a sinner because of his trade, because he was a Jew who collected taxes for the Roman Empire, he was also a man who had reached the top of his profession. So, most people hated Zacchaeus. For some reason, just like many of us, if not all of us, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Perhaps he lay down awake all night, thinking about his life and wondering if collecting taxes was all there was to life. Maybe he thought, I'm very successful and wealthy, but I still have this empty space, this empty feeling. And perhaps he heard something about Jesus. This morning, I want to talk two things that in the story of Zacchaeus that really drew my attention. First of all, Zacchaeus was a very wealthy person, but he was not happy. He was not happy because sometimes sins leave us unhappy and often the feeling of isolated within ourselves. When he heard about Jesus passing in his way, he wondered if he would have had a word with Jesus. But he was expecting to see Jesus. How many of us expect to see Jesus in our daily lives? He heard about all the good things that Jesus has done for everyone with no respect of person. And perhaps he too wanted to receive what Jesus was offering. He heard about Jesus, the rabbi, who sat with sinners and welcomed tax collectors. This made Zacchaeus to have his only holy expectations. This morning, I want to encourage us to know and to believe that when we have holy expectations, we can trust God to meet them. When we have our holy expectation, we sometimes get even what we expect, but we can trust God to give us all that we need. And by faith, we will definitely get what we expect from God. But it has to be within His will. It's important that faith shapes our attitude, not what we see or who we are. Zacchaeus was a corrupt man. But in his expectations being set upon Jesus, he would be changed. The right mental attitude toward of any God expectations will bring it to pass. Zacchaeus was only desiring to see Jesus. He must have been had that feeling incomplete. Despite everything that he had, he felt incomplete. He was still missing something. How many of us remember our lives before we met Jesus? How we felt incomplete. Even though we had all that we wanted, all that we needed, and yet we felt something was missing until that day, that hour when we believed, excited with holy expectations, that our life would be changed. Without Jesus in our lives, we are nothing. Coming to church, it's very important, but whenever we come to church, we should come with holy expectations, expecting to meet Jesus, who is able to change our lives and give us exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. What are our expectations this morning? In verse 4, we see how Zacchaeus was determined to see Jesus despite the crowd try to stop him. What tries to stop you from seeing Jesus this morning? What have you had to press lately for you to see Jesus? What voices try to distract you from seeing Jesus? What voices tries to stop you from expecting what Jesus has thought for you? And Jesus is expecting his presence to guard and comfort you. Zacchaeus will not allow anyone or anything to stop him. Things were not easy for him, but he was determined. He did not accept any argument. He did not become distracted, but he was determined. He was expecting to see Jesus. The crowd today could represent so many obstacles that might stop us from seeing Jesus. Any obstacle that might stop you from doing ministry, from doing God's work, that might be tempting us to walk away from the will of God. It could be a struggle with sickness. It could be hard times, disappointment, unbelief. In the face of extreme hardships, sometimes the negative word that we hear from people, they discourage us. But let's not allow all these challenges and disappointment to stop us from seeing Jesus. I remember 2 years ago when I was in Tanzania, I wanted to come to the United States to do fundraising for my seminary education. My friend's mother, who is a Lutheran pastor in College Station, she was ready to pay for me everything for me to come and do my fundraising. I was expecting to go to the embassy and be given a visa, but I was denied. It was a huge disappointment. A lot of people were sad because I wanted to come. But I did not dwell on those disappointments. Because God's promises never fail. I was not backing down from my expectations that God will keep his promises. I had to dust off the pain that I had within me. I had to silence the voices in my head that wanted me to be discouraged and turn away. Just like how the crowd was trying to stop Zacchaeus from calling out to Jesus. The disappointment could have weakened my faith and could have put a limit on my expectations. But I had to raise up, keep on praying, keep on moving forward to see God's promises being fulfilled in my life. I'm here today standing for the glory of God because I wouldn't let anyone tell me that what God could or what God could not. My expectations our expectations must also come from our understanding that God loves us and God wants the best for us. In the Synoptic Gospel, we see in Luke chapter 8, verse 43 up to 48, the story of a woman who had been suffering with blood issue for 12 years. She had spent whole of her living on doctors, but she could not be cured. She was looking for healing, but there was a large crowd gathering around Jesus, making it very difficult for her to reach to Jesus. From this large crowd, the woman continues to press in, to fight in a way out through the crowd. And she told herself, if she could only touch Jesus' garment, she would be healed. If we have an issue, any issue, just like this woman in the story, we have to know, we must expect that Jesus will be there for us to heal us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can get healing from Jesus. If there is hunger in your heart for more of God, there is a bound to be more of God for you to find. The woman was expecting healing and said to herself, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Not only did she have holy expectations of what Jesus could do for her, but she pursued it. She preserved because her expectation was to be healed, and when she touched Jesus' garment, she was healed. The scripture describes Zacchaeus as a short man. Furthermore, the scripture says that he ran and climbed a sycamore tree. Why did he have to climb a tree, a rich man? Because he wouldn't have been able to see Jesus if he did not take any actions toward his expectations. That's why he had decided to climb the tree. I know this morning, we too can find ourselves in the story of Zacchaeus, not physically, but in another way. We might be short in our expectations, short in our dedication, short in our belief, short in our confidence. But this morning, God is here to remind us that we must ignore all the voices, we must push past false limitation, and we must take action. We must climb the tree if we need to. We must press through the crowd if we need to. Do not allow false limitations hinder your expectations from seeing Jesus. Let nothing stop us from seeing God's promises in our lives. What actions do we take when we feel low? What do we do when we are lonely? What do we do when we feel like there is no reason to live because everything around us is trying to stop us from seeing Jesus? How many times do you feel like the crowd is trying to stop you from seeing Jesus? When you hear about good news coming in your way, what actions do you take? How do we prepare in faith to reach our expectations? We know Zacchaeus had to run and climb a tree. When Jesus reached that spot, he looked at him and said, Zacchaeus, calm down, hurry up. Zacchaeus came down. And Jesus said, I will dine with you tonight in your home. Every time we are seeking God, he will always, always reveal himself to us. It does not matter if it will happen on the spot. It might even take a little longer. Because Jesus is able to provide more than what we can imagine. Even Zacchaeus got more than what he was expecting, because he was only desiring to see Jesus. But when he met Jesus, Jesus told him, I'm going to dine in your home tonight. Let us remember this morning, beyond our expectations, there must be a movement of faith. Climbing the tree, pressing through the crowd, grabbing the hem of his garment. If we desire to see changes in our lives, to be lifted up in the relationship with Jesus Christ, we must take action. We must keep our holy expectations high, supported by faith. Because it's only God can give. Zacchaeus was only desiring to see Jesus, but that night he was the happiest man. He sat with Jesus and dined with Jesus. So once we come to Jesus with holy expectations, he is able to give us more than what we expect. Will you pray for me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much this morning for your love and mercy. We thank you for talking to us. We thank you for reminding us once again that we must come to you under expectations. Lord, whenever we are struggling, let your word reminding us that you will be always there, available for us, Lord. Give us the courage to press through the crowd. Give us the courage, Lord, to reach where you are. Because once we see you, you're going to be there and give us more than we expect. We pray this in a wonderful name of our Lord, Jesus Christ and Savior. Amen.
As we prepare to come to the table today, I would invite you to open your hymnals to page number 12. And we come with great expectations that God is with us and that God continues to offer us his saving grace. You'll come down these center aisles and receive the bread and the juice, and you are welcome to stand up here, find a spot, and to pray as long as you would like, or you can return to your seats through the outside aisles and pray at your seats as well. It is our tradition to take up a special offering on Communion Sunday, which goes to support our Thursday Utilities Assistance Ministry, and so you can leave those offerings here at the front. Everyone is welcome and invited to come to the table of the Lord, and so let's hear Christ's invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You have made from one every nation and people to live on all the face of the earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. He commissioned us to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth and to make disciples of all nations. And today his family in all the world is joining at his holy table. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to God, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with your church throughout the world and strengthen it in every nation and among every people to witness faithfully in your name. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of being children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. And the bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ, and the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. I would like to invite our choir to come forward first, and those who are in the balcony, the table is set, and you may come.
Please stand and join us for our closing hymn, number 57, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Number 57, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verses 1, 2, and 3.
As we leave this place, let us remember that we are not alone. God is always available, and whenever we come to Him, if under expectation, He will always give us or grant us more than we expect. May you go in peace. In Christ's name, Amen.